We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, we are wrapping up our spotlight on veterans in the Sylacauga City School System, and we are so excited today. You know, the day before Thanksgiving, we're in this mindset of being thankful for all of these veterans, not only for what they have done for our country, but what they do day to day in the school system as well. And I know that you are just so proud of all of those employees that you have, all those team members. Today, we have another special guest in studio. Why don't you introduce Ken?
Yes. So we have Mr. Ken Morris. He is our modern manufacturing teacher at Sylacauga High School, and he joined us this school year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And our staff.
And modern manufacturing, we were talking about it just before we did this. This is to prepare students essentially for industry type work, right?
Correct.
And I know Ken is going to talk a little bit about this, but first, before we talk with Ken specifically, you have a track record of recruiting the best of the best.
Yes.
Tell us how we got Ken here.
So once again, we did our in-house career fair this past year, and Ken actually came in seeking a substitute teacher position.
Okay.
He had been a substitute teacher in some other systems. He was seeking that out, and once again, when Ms. Goodwin actually got his resume first and looked at it and had a conversation with him, and she said, oh, you need to talk to Dr. Eller.
Yeah.
And so I looked at it and said, oh, we can use you so much more than just substitute teaching. Not that substitute teaching isn't important. We need really good substitutes. We're always recruiting.
Yeah.
But his background and skill set was exactly what we knew we needed for that modern manufacturing class to really skyrocket.
And here he is. And you have years of experience in that field, of course. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So you, well, obviously, you're a vet. You've served in the military. You were in the United States Navy.
Yes.
And then post-military career, had an industry career. All over the country, it seems, back in the West Coast and here, of course, back home. So tell us about, take us through your time from the military into your post-military career and then here and how you got here.
Okay. After high school, I went into the Navy. I was in 1988 and I got out in 1992. I served on the USS Wabash AOR-5. It was a replenishing oiler. And I was a machinist mate. That was my job. I worked down in the engine room, so you kind of say that was a little...
Which is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buried.
Yeah, yeah.
So after I got out in 92, I started working at a air conditioning heating plant in Los Angeles. I stayed there for probably 3 or 4 years, and in 96, I come home to Sylacauga. This is where I'm originally from, and I went to work at Omnia. I worked there for almost 10 years, and during that time, they were heavily recruiting production workers at Honda. So I put in my resume, and probably 6 months later, I got the job there, and I worked there for 16 years. During my time at Honda, I worked in production, I worked in logistics, new model. I had a lot of different, you know, jobs when I was there. Really enjoyed all of them, and I learned a lot. And the whole time I was in school or working at Honda, I was going to school at night, you know, online, whatever I had to do, and got my associates at CAC. And then right after I left Honda, the VA paid for me to go back to college to finish my bachelor's and my master's. So I got my master's last May, and literally a month later, I was getting a job at Sylacauga.
That's amazing.
And his master's is in instructional technology.
Yeah. So,
it was a good bridge from business industry experience to how to teach students in the classroom, which is that piece that, you know, a lot of our second career individuals struggle with, because it is a challenge.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can prepare our teachers as much as possible once they're in the room, but it helps if they have that instructional background prior.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what's great about what I heard here is that the VA paid for your scholarship or for your degree.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's a big deal to, and even though it, you're getting it later in life, it's never too late to get that degree and get another job.
Right.
You know, it's not just after high school or after college. You had a bit of a career, and now you're making a change into that. And it shows how quickly that was able to be able to happen. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, I really enjoy working at Sylacauga High School. I enjoy my students. I think this semester is my first semester teaching there, so it's been a little bit of a challenge to get in there. But I have some really good students, and they learn really fast. And it seems like with me, it kind of gets them out of the classroom for a little bit when I take them into the workshop. And I've found that they really like working with tools.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually makes my job a little bit easier.
So take us through a day in modern manufacturing class. What exactly goes on, and where do you do this?
Well, I do it at Sylacauga High School. And I actually have two rooms there. I have a classroom, which that's usually where I start out at, doing instruction, doing tests. And then once I usually do that for probably about an hour or so, and then I'll take them into the workshop, and I give them projects to work on. And the projects are built around manufacturing. So, it may be simple, but it's teaching them to use different kind of tools.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, we have a project that's coming up where me and Mr. Alex Mosley are going to combine our students. And we're going to build the the project, and we're going to make it just like if you were on a line at Honda.
Oh wow!
So it will give them it'll give them that start. They'll see this is how it does it step by step.
Yeah,
and that's when you go to work at Honda, everything you do there is laid out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to try to do with them: lay it out in front of them and say, this is your job, and then it moves to down the line till the end product.
All right, so we could be expecting a car coming off the line anytime soon at Sylacauga High School, right?
Well, we are kind of pushed for space there.
Okay, yep.
So we do have his shop in a regular classroom that we kind of converted that way temporarily.
Right.
As you know, we did purchase the old Avondale Mills Transportation Building that we operate our maintenance and transportation services out of. It is our hope to move modern manufacturing to that facility so that they have a lot more space. Where
that makes perfect sense.
Honda has already donated a car. We just don't have a place for it.
Okay.
And so we're looking now at writing some grants to do the renovations that would need to take place to build a classroom area and shop area. We're always looking for business partners to partner with us on this venture. So I'll definitely be willing to talk to anybody that would like to partner with us to give them a bigger and better space.
Absolutely. And I think, one great thing to mention is that you would be in good standing and good company because Honda and East Alabama Works already are partners in what you're doing.
Yes.
When it comes to funding your modern manufacturing classes and instruction.
Correct. So, they paid for all of the training that Mr. Morse had to get, and they have funded all of our supplies.
That's incredible.
So equipment, supplies, whatever we've needed, they've provided it for us. So it's an amazing partnership.
So expansion now is on the horizon, and that is what you're looking for great partnerships. So Ken, you are, again, let's go back to your military service. You served in, you mentioned earlier, in the Gulf. And in the Gulf War, I guess, right. back in the late 80s and early 90s. But you were on a carrier.
No, it wasn't a carrier. It was an oiler.
An oiler, excuse me.
Yeah, we supplied fuel and jet fuel to the jets, the carriers, fuel for all of the other ships that was out to sea.
Right.
And at one time when we were steaming towards the Persian Gulf, we had the biggest amount of ships at one time in line with each other, and it since World War II.
Really?
It's amazing. When I stepped outside, I couldn't believe you could see ships left, right, behind you, in front of you, as far as your eye could see.
Oh my God.
From different nations, and it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an experience. Yeah. So that time that you served, what did you learn specifically then that has allowed you to be successful in life in your post-military career and now in your education career?
Discipline.
Okay.
Yes.
That's perfect.
And being held accountable for what you do.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I really try to instill in my students. For no matter what they do, there's always going to be an outcome. So think twice before you do something. And you're always going to be accountable for your actions. And I try to make it like that because whenever they leave high school and go into any job, they're going to be accountable for that job that they're in. So they might as well start now.
I mean, you as an educator at the head, at the top, is, I'm sure hearing that from one of your employees makes you feel good.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
You know, instilling in our students that accountability piece. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times you even have adults that will shift blame other places and not own, you know, their actions. And so how neat is it to be able to instill that in our youth? That, no, you're responsible for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're accountable for your actions. And with every action, there's a consequence. Mm-hmm. And letting them see that up front and then be able to witness that being modeled for them as well.
Yeah.
To me, speaks volumes.
One last thing before we let you go. You're from here. Your career has taken you all around the world. And now you're back home. How does it feel to be back home and at Sylacauga High School?
Oh, I love it. I never thought in a million years that I would ever be a teacher. Far from it. But I think it was a calling because it just happens sporadically. Yep. And I had no intentions, and here I am. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
It is a calling.
It is. We've been saying that for a few weeks now.
Yes.
This is great. And Dr. Eller, I know you're super thankful for your veterans and for really all of the teachers in the Sylacauga school system.
I wish I could highlight all of our teachers.
I know.
Every week, because we have such an amazing, dedicated group of teachers throughout our buildings.
Yeah.
You know, I've mentioned before that my two grand boys are at Indian Valley,
mm-hmm.
And they both have phenomenal teachers, but I know they're not the only phenomenal teachers in the building.
Sure.
You know, it is not just because my babies are in those classes.
Sure.
I go in and out of buildings all the time and get to see the instruction that takes place and the passion that our teachers have. And it warms my heart to know that we've got such an amazing staff that gives each and every day for our students.
Yeah, without a doubt. I know. And, you know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I know we are super thankful for, you know, not only our vets, but for all of our teachers. And, you know, this month is Thank You Teacher Month.
Yes.
And so, you know, thank you from me, from you, Ken. I mean, just thank you for your service in the classroom, because that service goes way beyond those doors in that classroom.
Yes. It is not a 8-to-3 job, 7:30 to 2:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're never not a teacher.
Yeah.
It's not something you can turn off. So we just appreciate the service they give each and every day.
Absolutely. And Ken, back to you. Thank you for your service, not only in the military, but also now as an educator. We appreciate all of that.
Well, I appreciate you having me in this morning. I really enjoyed it. And thank you. Thank you, Dr. Eller.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Eller, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.